This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Spring in the mountains means more skiers in the backcountry. Earlier this month, Blaise Reardon from the Colorado Avalanche Information Center discussed the unusual 2016-17 ski season at a gathering hosted by Powder to the People. Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart Severy was there and spoke with Reardon afterwards. So Elizabeth, this winter did seem atypical. How about the snowpack? What was unique about that this year?
Usually we get snow in September or October that sticks around and becomes a weak base layer. We didn't get that this year, so the early season snow was much more stable than usual, but that changed in January. We got this really wet snow, and usually storms will dump that wet snow over mountains that are closer to the Pacific. So the snow that we got in January was unusual for us. It was more typical of a different snow climate.
What effect did that have in the backcountry?
There were just different conditions than we usually see. So Blaise says that this year we saw
more frequent storms, instabilities that taper off quicker, and avalanche problems that are closer to the surface.
So we had several slides in our area where the slabs were quite shallow because that weak layer is closer to the surface of the snowpack. It was only about 2 feet or less from the surface. And Blaise says that sometimes that weak layer was actually quite challenging to locate because those weaknesses were just in pockets.
What caused those weak layers?
One issue that we saw this year that's unusual for Aspen is called surface hoar, which is basically frost. Blaise compared skiing across surface hoar to skiing across broken champagne glasses. It's these large frost feathers, and that's the kind of layer that can collapse. So it's quite persistent in cold, cloudy climates, but it's not usually a problem here because we usually get long dry spells, but not this year.
This layer appears to have stabilized and then boom. That's the classic nature of surface hoar. It's unpredictability and its pockety distribution.
This year, a storm buried a layer of surface hoar that Blaise says contributed to about 50% of the documented close calls and avalanche incidents in the Aspen zone. And there were incidents reported that were a result of that layer for 24 days.
Okay, so it's spring, it's getting warmer. People still want to get in a few backcountry turns. What are current conditions?
Blaise actually mentioned this. He hasn't posted a high avalanche danger in quite a long time. He is really clear that while it's interesting to look at an entire season, the best way to stay safe is to look at conditions in real time. That means snowfall and temperature to start with, and then also things that take real attention to detail. So paying attention to changes in terrain. For example, yesterday the forecast in our area said that the avalanche danger was moderate, but that increases on steeper slopes at higher elevations.
So the best bet is to just check the daily forecast.
Exactly. And you can do that at the Colorado Avalanche Information Center website.
Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Kristen.